All right, Star Racing, Jeremy Coker. I don't know where Webb and that Eli guy is, so let's just do this. Second overall for Eli. Really good night for him, and the win for Webb. 2019 at KTM, he got his first win at the Triple Crown. He went on to win the title. Same kind of deal here. I'm not saying he's going to win the title, but it's a great way to look, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was a good night. I would say this is maybe the – yeah, it, would it be a Triple Crown, but I would say this is probably the first – race, I guess you could say we've had. A1's A1, but then we had two mutters. Yep. So I almost feel like this is the start of the season.
Sure.
The three different winners, nobody was running away with the points. So I think we put ourselves in a really good position. Eli rebounded that last moto, thankfully, and put himself in a good position. He really was third overall, and then Jason got docked, so we got second overall. I think we're right where we need to be.
It's just talking to Jelly. He was okay with Eli's ride, even without the win. And I was like, really? But he said he rode all well. And then, of course, that third win makes it all great, right? What did you think of the night before that win?
Yeah, I mean, I think riding was really good. The first two, sleeping on the gate, wheelie. I don't know what happened, but I think a lot of it is, I mean, he hasn't raced in a long time. And I think maybe the start confidence might not have been there. And we kind of said, like, hey, bro, like, got to get off the gate. And then he pulled the whole shot to the last one. And I think that was a big relief for him, maybe. Yeah. So maybe it let us transfer over.
This might be a dumb question. Were you here when Webb was here the first time?
Yeah, at Star?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember that. So it is a dumb question. How's he changed? What's he like from back then?
Same.
Okay.
Still the world's angriest little man.
Yeah.
Obviously he's matured quite a bit, and he thinks that his bike knowledge is a lot more. he's still the same. Still the same. Kid that I remember back in the day.
He really, I off the record stuff, he is so happy with Gilly and the suspension stuff and the what Gilly knows and setting up a bike. Like, he's really impressed.
Yeah, that's been the biggest thing for him. I think it's like he feels relieved that he can just kind of tell Gilly what he thinks and just trust Gilly's change.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's been a big thing for him. It's the trust that he has in that program.
It is a cliche to say that anybody can win and it's a crazy season, but I mean, it really, like what we saw tonight again, I think even throwing in the two fact that there was two mutters, it's kind of nutty season for the 450 class.
I think it's insane, but I think everybody knew that coming in. I mean, there's, I don't know, six guys that can that you would think like, oh, they can win, and it's kind of proving it right now. I mean, we're four rounds in, four different winners.
It's been a great season. Congrats on the night. Thanks for the interview.
Yep, no problem. Thanks.